This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
American citizens should vote in American elections. Which is why the time has come for voter ID, like everything else. Voter ID.
So Donald Trump talking about, as you heard there, voter ID, just one of the many machinations emanating out of Washington, D.C. and out of the president today. Also, there was questions about 3D gun sales allowed by the administration, and there were calls for the possible shutdown again of the government. And the president said, I don't care about ramifications. We're just scratching the surface. Justin Duckham is in D.C. He joins us now from Talk Media News. Justin, a big day as usual on and around the Hill, even though it's kind of summertime.
It certainly is a big day, to say the least, and is sort of the average day in the sense that it really just kind of feels like drinking from a fire hose. And today was certainly no exception.
All right, so you heard what the press said there about voter ID and then the crowd screaming in the background. Flush that out a little bit more for us.
Well, this is something that the president has not really touched on heavily previously. We do know that he had a fixation on this notion of voter fraud, originally telling people early on in his presidency that he would have won the popular vote had it not been for upwards of a million people coming out and voting illegally. This suggestion that there is widespread voting going on from undocumented immigrants and whatnot. But this is a new version of basically the same argument. This is pointing to some states like California and certain cities that allow undocumented immigrants to vote in school board elections and other local smaller issues. And that is being seized on by the president to put forward voter ID laws, something that has been a Republican argument for years and years and years and years, but is now having a bit of a Trumpian edge when combined with the issue of illegal immigration. So one of the big pieces that came out from the speech today in Florida, we're not necessarily sure where this is going to be going, if this is just red meat to the base that, you know, perhaps just kind of came off the top of his head, which we sometimes see at situations like these that are, you know, less than scripted. But either way, this is going to be a major discussion come tomorrow.
Absolutely. A major discussion is, will the government shut down? And you heard what I said. Trump says, I don't care about the ramifications. So how real is this threat?
Well, you know, Trump has brought this up 3 times in 3 days. So that should give it at least some kind of indication over how seriously he's taking this. He on Sunday initially floated this idea, and then yesterday kind of walked it back a little bit, saying that he is open to negotiation, that he does not have a red line of $25 billion for constructing the border wall, which was sort of the goalpost that he had initially put down. And then today saying that a government shutdown would be well worth the cost, you know, considering that this has to do with border security. You know, reporters en route to Florida today had a chance to talk to Hogan Gidley aboard Air Force One, and Gidley basically said that the president is not really concerned with the political ramifications of shutting down the government so close to the midterm elections, saying that that is not really on his radar in terms of the larger concerns that he has over border security. And that is something that is surely shocking a lot of Republican leaders on the Hill, who are certainly very terrified of his prospect of seeing a government shutdown occurring before the election and having the blame basically fall on the president and them as a party. So, you know, the president could just be exercising pressure, or this could be a very realistic shutdown. There are some in Trump circles who believe that this could be good for the lot of pushback from Republican leaders to try to avoid this from actually taking place.
Yeah, absolutely. What a crazy tug of war. And then you've got this judge blocking the release of the blueprints for that 3D printed guns. That happened Tuesday, so halting all online distribution of it. Very crazy. That order blocks actually a specific settlement with the Trump administration, which they had reached with the company that planned to put the plans online. Yikes. Tell us more about this.
Well, so this is a restraining order. This is basically halting that settlement that was reached with the State Department and the manufacturer, which is a nonprofit called Freedom Distributed or Defense Distributed, rather, sorry. Basically, what was set to happen without the intervention was that the sales were going to be going forward, or at least the distribution of the blueprints, on Wednesday online. This included at least one firearm that was almost completely made of plastic, save for one small piece that needed to be inserted separately. And, you know, this is not really an indication that this is going to be halted. This is just sort of a breather as people try to pretty much regroup and figure out the next steps moving forward with this. Simultaneously, in addition to the lawsuit, though, that we've seen, which was brought by a good number of attorney generals from a number of states, there are also now legislative efforts in the House and Senate to try to basically roll this back, find a legislative fix. And then the president himself, who weighed on us today, saying that this just doesn't really make sense, and that he has spoken to the NRA to try to, I guess, plot a course forward on this. In terms of what they talked about, the White House wouldn't tell us. That came up during the conversation that we had with Hogan Gidley aboard Air Force One today, or the poll reporters, rather. And we just don't necessarily have any details on that call. So it's anyone's game, but at this point it looks like there are a good number of parties who are coming out against this. This is shaping up to be, you know, not just a Second Amendment battle, but one that's focused on the First Amendment as well, considering that this is basically, plans, and it's being portrayed as intellectual property and free speech by those who are pushing forward for this. So it's going to be a very interesting decision once this finally lands, and a very fascinating battle as it moves forward.
Absolutely. And I always say America Tonight, Justin, is about the buzz in the backyard where people are talking about what affects them all over the country. These tariffs are starting to affect people because they're feeling it. The consumer is feeling like the pinch with aluminum. And now we've got this whole deal with China and this trade war. This is a big deal. This has really exploded, hasn't it?
It certainly has. And, you know, the president addressed this tonight basically saying that the U.S. is going to be able to absorb the new steps for the proposed tariffs. What we know right now is that this is basically going to extend the 25% tariffs on Chinese goods from where it stands right now. It's going to be moving forward from about 25% on $34 billion to trying to pull up the numbers here right now. Either way, it's going to be a pretty sizable impact, and it's now going to be affecting $200 billion worth of Chinese goods once these move forward. And this is, again, just the latest sign that we are either entering or amid a full-blown trade war right now, one that has already had some pretty drastic impacts for U.S. manufacturers and farmers, and could very well get worse as this proceeds.
Wow. Justin Duckham, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Coming up next, we're talking about...
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. Newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. Newcar99.com.
If you like alkaline water or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendabite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Room. He's the co-founder and CEO of BitMinutes. We're talking about Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies. It's interesting because I've just been asked to do something with cryptocurrencies, and there's so much conversation out there about it. So, Tom, thank you so much for joining us here on America Tonight.
Certainly my pleasure, Kate. I appreciate the opportunity.
So let's talk about cryptocurrency and where well, first of all, let's reverse this. For people that are hearing this and they sort of know what cryptocurrencies are and they sort of understand Bitcoin, let's just not assume everybody is steeped in the knowledge of it. Explain what cryptocurrency is.
Yes, certainly. Cryptocurrency is basically nothing but a file format that two parties agree that I'm going to send something of that I call a value, this file called a Bitcoin, and I'm going to pay you $8,000 for it, and you're going to send me this Bitcoin. So it really is nothing but a fancy encrypted Word doc. It's just a file of zeros and ones. There's nothing inherent. There's no inherent value to a Bitcoin in general. But what has happened is the blockchain mechanism behind it has created an ability to send this encrypted file from person to person where there's a guarantee that those zeros and ones that I'm saying is worth $8,000 is actually worth $8,000 because it hasn't been corrupted along the way of getting from me to you. So it's the blockchain technology underlying Bitcoin is really what the innovation is, and that is what has spawned these thousands and thousands of new cryptocurrencies using that same underlying blockchain technology to send files of something that is not corrupted, and where two people say, hey, I want to send this file to you, and you are going to pay me something for it. So it's really the first widely accepted use of this underlying technology that's creating a whole new world of opportunity for people to create tokens of value that can address specific industries and vertical markets.
Yeah, I love it. I think it's so fascinating. And then the question becomes, for some people, is it too involved, or can just the average guy on the street or woman on the street get involved in cryptocurrencies?
Well, the average person can get involved, but it is not for the faint-hearted. For instance, Bitcoin might be selling for $8,000, but it's down from a high of close to $20,000 just less than a year ago. It's very volatile. There's no underlying asset backing it. There's no government backing it. So it's a very speculative thing to buy. I hesitate to even call it an investment vehicle. But what it has proven, though, is the ability to send value from point A to point B without all the banks being involved. And this is one of the reasons why the banks are worried about what these cryptos are going to be doing to their industry in the future. And again, Bitcoin is accessible. Anybody can pretty much open up an account to purchase Bitcoin or our token, Bitminutes, or any number of other 1,000-plus currencies out there. But I wouldn't suggest them as an investment vehicle unless they see the specific need that a crypto might address. And that's what we've attempted to do with Bitminutes, is to try to fill a need out there using the underlying technology. So it really depends on the use case of the crypto itself, and people should try to do their homework before they, quote-unquote, invest. I mean, these are not investment vehicles per se.
I like how you said that, Tom. Tom Meredith is speaking with us. He's the co-founder and CEO of Bitminutes. Explain Bitminutes to us.
Bitminutes is using the same underlying technology of Bitcoin, but we are backing it with an asset that 4 billion people use every day. Around the planet, pretty much everybody has a phone nowadays. So just about everyone over the age of 16 has a phone. So, but in most countries, you don't sign a year contract and get a free iPhone. You have to prepay for your phone time. You have to buy it in advance, and it's stored in your phone. And as you use it and it runs out, your phone stops working. You go out 5 more minutes. Very, very simple process, but 4 billion people today use prepaid minutes to fund their talk time and their data downloads on their phone. So what we've done is we've created a global standard around those 4 billion people's individual uses of their prepaid phone time and have made it convertible into cash. So Bitminutes can be used today by 4 billion people to pay for their phone time, but with the cash conversion aspect of it, it can also be used as a money transfer device. So we can literally send money or minutes to 4 billion people today for free. So think of it like a free Western Union. And then the other aspect of it is we're looking to, we're just about to launch a lending program that will allow people to use that stored value, those prepaid minutes in their phone. On the average, those 4 billion people globally have roughly $10 of prepaid time locked up in their phone with these proprietary prepaid tokens. What we're doing is we're creating a global standard based upon bank standards using the ISO standards that are issued out of Switzerland to be able to convert or to use our Bitminutes token as either phone time or cash. And then that, because of that, the money is stored in the phone, we could lend against it. So not only are we going to offer we are offering a free global Western Union to 4 billion people, but these same 4 billion people can now qualify a $5, $10 loan, even if they're unbanked. And that's really the need that we're addressing. We're trying to bank the unbanked and to put a local street banker on every street corner using these global standards.
Wow, that's fascinating. And for you, Tom, I mean, you're a guy who's an entrepreneur, definitely. You're a serial entrepreneur. That's a great way to describe you from what I understand. And you've been working on all kinds of solutions online and online security and peer-to-peer lending and a lot of other ventures. So what was it that drew you to the whole cryptocurrency thing?
Well, that's a good question, Kate. I've been doing this now for over a decade. In fact, I actually wrote a patent that I just couldn't get through the patent office, but that described Bitcoin and smart contracts to a T. So if I had been able to get through the patent office, I'd be sitting in some nice villa in a Caribbean island somewhere and just collecting pennies from every one of these Bitcoin transactions. But I'm just fascinated by electronic cash for the longest time. And I've pretty much dedicated the last day of my life to trying to figure out what's the best use case. You can do it. Bitcoin, the use case for Bitcoin is anonymous payments. It has facilitated a lot of things that I would not want to be associated with personally. And this is where we came up with the idea of BitMinutes. Because I've actually been to countries where I see somebody say, hey, I want to continue this phone conversation with my mom, but I just ran out of minutes. Would you send me a few minutes? Here's a few dollars. I've seen this transaction years ago, and that's when it hit me. Oh, prepaid minutes can become, or already are, a virtual currency in many of these countries. Why not create a global standard and make that the free Western Union and the ability to borrow against the $10 that are trapped 4 billion people's phones? So that's kind of was the inspiration 4 years ago, and that's when we started building BitMinutes.
Wow, so fascinating. I want to tell everybody they can check it out at bitminutes.com. Tom, thanks so much for joining us on the show.
Well, thank you, Kate, and I understand you're a fellow dog lover, so we love our dog.
Yes, mine's Mahalo. He's a golden retriever. What's yours?
I've got two shepherds and a rescue dog. So they're all fine. We love them dearly.
Yep, I totally understand. Tom, thanks so much.
Thanks, Kate. Appreciate it.
All right, hang with us. Much more coming your way as we turn the corner here on America Tonight.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says President Trump was merely expressing his thoughts with his tweet calling up Attorney General Jeff Sessions to end the investigation into Russian meddling in the 2016 election.
It's not an order. It's the president's opinion. And it's ridiculous that all of the corruption and dishonesty that's gone on with the launching of the witch hunt, the president has watched this process play out, but he also wants to see it come to an end, as he stated many times. And we look forward to that happening.
Remains that are believed to belong to servicemen from the U.S. who fought in the Korean War are now back on American soil. Vice President Mike Pence.
Today, they are known but to God. But soon we will know their names, and we will tell their stories of courage.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Economy in the history of our country, this is the time to straighten out the worst trade deals ever made by any country on earth. They are the worst.
All right, so Trump celebrating the economy, a crazy wild crowd in Tampa, Florida. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Make America Great Again, still on tour. And as I mentioned, in Tampa, talking about what the agenda was, and so the expo hall, I've been there several times, 8,000 seats packed with 4,000 in overflow room, crowd standing outside the building. People were there. They wanted to see the Prez. Remember, he won the state of Florida by more than 100,000 votes, and he introduced gubernatorial candidate and U.S. Representative Ron DeSantis, who he recently endorsed for the Republican primary. So it's interesting what the tweet said was, we'll be in Tampa tonight, a big year for DeSantis, who will be a great governor for Florida, strong on crime, borders, Second Amendment, big help on tax and regulation cuts, loves our military, our vets, has my full and total endorsement. So there you have it. And it really was just wall to wall people. So that's part of what was happening with the prayers today. On the other coast, boy, it is sad what's going on in California. On fire. I have to go to California in September, and I'm thinking, what is California going to look like when I get there? and that sounds funny to say, but I'm going to the area where some of these fires are. The state so far has spent $114.7 million, they say, fighting these crazy blazes. And, you know, last year they were at $758 million, then $505 million 2 years ago. Man, they are draining the coffers. Plus, it's more about human life, and too many people are getting caught in this where they can't evacuate. Some really sad stories coming out of this, out of, frankly, California and these fires. You know, some of the state agencies even say it's too early to assess the damage caused by these two different fires because they're still raging. But 884 homes destroyed, and this is in the Redding area, and they're estimating $300 million there alone, and they think it's going to rise even higher than that. What do? You have everybody and their brother running to try to help the fellow firemen in California to put this out. You've got wind problems, dry brush. It's just nasty, nasty business. And it scorches homes and it forces evacuations. But I come back to the same thing. What you care about the most? Human life. Properties destroyed, sad things happen. Absolutely, it's awful. I can't imagine. And I know people who have gone through fires, but this monster of a fire, the sixth most destructive in California history, wow, they call that the Carr Fire, and firemen are just wiped out on this. 16 states. The people are coming from Maine and Florida. And they're just trying to make as much headway as they can. It couldn't be more dangerous. 10,000 firefighters committed to months-long assault on these blazes. And it's that dried vegetation. They call them, even with the strong winds and the heat, firenados. And the firenados are getting the best of just way too many people. And no rain in the forecast until next week. High temperatures, 100 degrees for days is what they're expecting. Just days. And you look at this area that you know is so beautiful, and you just can't believe what you're looking at. I mean, really, really. Very, very, very sad. All right, we're going to jump around. I like to call this odds and ends, so kind of the headers, things that you might have missed that I think kind of trip the scales a little bit, right? So the tariffs that we've been talking about. Somebody asked me the other day, well, okay, will grocery prices go up? And I saw a couple of interesting stories about this because farmers, you know, soda and beef and grains and dairy, there could be some big changes there because of packaging, etc. That's why soda is going up. For now, farmers can hold off because they've got stockpiles that would go to market normally, but they can hold off on that. But eventually that's going to change. So you're going to see the uptick at your supermarket with some price changes depending on what the product is, of course. Certainly for soda. Certainly, dairy would probably be one of those two that you might see that will change because of the aluminum tariff that would be affected there. You would maybe see high margin things like breakfast cereals could withstand the grain pricing, but you know, frozen dinners that could go up because of what the ingredients are in it. But it will absolutely, this will trickle down and it will affect you. So just keep your eye out for changes, frankly, in what you're paying once you get up to the front. And whether you're doing that self-service checkout, ugh, I hate that, or you actually find a human being and you get to check out, you may be shocked when you see what the cost is. You know, when it's all said and done. I found this out today that there's actually a museum of ice cream, and I had no idea. It's in San Francisco, and it's, I guess, been, you know, the desserts there get sold out, and people line up to do it, and the museum has this pop-up space kind of thing. So pop-ups in L.A., Miami, New York, and I don't know. I think it's kind of interesting. It's a pool. Check this out. It's a pool filled to the brim with rainbow sprinkles. Visitors can dive in, and they can fling the fake ice cream toppings into the air. I mean, is that not like a kid's dream, right? I can imagine the selfies that have gone on there. So it's a sprinkle pit, is what they say. The sprinkle pit. And because of that, the museum has to pay to have it cleaned up. So they pay sprinkle cleaners $15 an hour to sweep off plastic sprinkles from visitors so they stay inside. The museum had straw wattles, so these thick compressed cylinders of straw designed to control water runoff in the storm drains surrounding San Francisco to catch any stray sprinkles. Because that's what they're complaining about. They can't have 100 million tiny plastic bits out in the water somehow. So they're worried about that. What happens with the Museum of Ice Cream. Hey, even there was a Kim Kardashian sighting as she went to the Museum of Ice Cream with her one of her little ones. So these, it's a popular exhibit, right? The besides the sprinkle pool, they have other things in there that people want to see that have to do with ice cream. You know, think of whatever else, you know, eating ice cream, how it's made, you know, the whole thing. And I guess when you come out of there, people are saying you feel like you're kind of covered in not only just the sprinkles, but everything else that is ice cream related. Sad news about Alan Alda. He's got Parkinson's disease. I guess it was diagnosed about 3 years ago. He's revealed that. He's 82. He was on one of the morning shows, I think it was CBS, and he mentioned it. He said, the reason I want to talk about it in public is that I was diagnosed and I've had a full life since then. I've acted, I've given talks, I've helped out at the Alda Center for Communicating Science at Stony Brook. And I started a podcast, and he said he wanted to come forward after seeing his thumb kind of twitching in a television interview. He said he thought it was only a matter of time before somebody did perhaps a story on him. And Parkinson's has hit plenty of people. Maybe somebody listening to me had somebody in their life affected by it. I've known people with Parkinson's. I have a very good friend who's an incredible writer, sadly, who's got Parkinson's, and it's about controlling it and the drugs and all that. But Michael J. Fox, we know he was just 29 when he was diagnosed. Neil Diamond, he said he was going to stop touring. He shared his diagnosis earlier this year. And it makes you wonder, with all the money raised and all the diseases that we're fighting, how close they are to anything related to helping with this horrific disease that catches people young and catches people older, and sometimes it seems that there is no rhyme or reason. If you want free guacamole, it was Avocado Day on Tuesday. Chipotle decided to extend Avocado Day through Wednesday because their website crashed. So it was so popular, their promotion, it broke the internet. They're extending it. They say it was a record-breaking day. We had an unprecedented increase in new digital customers as a result of the free guac promo in honor of National Avocado Day. So we broke the internet, and it's up and going, so we're going to extend it to Wednesday. How are they not going to break it again? They say the guac is still not extra. Add guac for free on an entree when you order online is how people are getting it. Avocados. And avocados, because there were some problems with avocado stocks, and so many people are eating avocado now, that sometimes you'd pay extra for avocado. That's probably what they're saying on the side when you do those online orders. Coming up next, a trip to the man cave here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Tonight. Hi, everybody. A big reminder, if you'd like to let it flow, send me an email. Any questions that you have, katedelaneyradio.com, katedelaneyradio.com. That's where you'll find me and more information about the show and what's going on in my radio world, that's for sure. So this is what I like to call odds and ends, where we bounce around in a couple of different directions. There was an email earlier in the show, and if you didn't catch it, about Florida, this new law about giving up guns. And so hundreds of gun owners in Florida have been ordered to give up their guns. And you say, what? And this is under a new law. And that kicked in after the Parkland shooting in February. So it's called the Risk Protection Order. It was signed by the Gov, Rick Scott, a couple of weeks after 17 people were killed at Stoneman Douglas. And the idea is to temporarily remove weapons from gun owners who have been deemed by a judge to be a threat to themselves or to other people. So about 200 guns or firearms have been confiscated by the state so far, and about 30,000 rounds of ammunition also taken. There's a five-person team in the Pinellas County, for example, that worked on the risk protection law. They filed 64 risk protection petitions and 88 risk protection petitions since March. So if you think about this, they say they're trying to make good decisions, right decisions, and only if the circumstances warrant it, because they're not trying to take guns away from people. The Pinellas County Sheriff was quick to say, Bob Galtieri, that it's a constitutional right to bear arms. So when you're asking the court to deprive someone of that, we need to make sure we're doing this correctly. And the first one, to give you an idea, the first gun seizure under this law happened in April. They confiscated an AR-15 semi-automatic rifle from an Army veteran, and Jerron Smith was his name, and it was taken when he refused to surrender it voluntarily. They also got a .22 caliber rifle he owned, hundreds of rounds of ammunition, a bump stock, other weapons, that kind of stuff they found on him. And then they, you know, continue to do that. I don't know. Here's the bottom line. We keep talking about that. Well, if people aren't right, we need to get the guns away from them. We need to try to find out how can we best do that. And the answer is that's what they're trying to do. So I actually applaud them for it. It's just a slippery slope and trying to be incredibly careful as to who they take the guns away from, even if it's temporarily, right? Whatever it is. Boom. That's the bottom line. All right, jumping from that, as part of odds and ends, this is a sad story, and somebody asked me about it the other day, so I'm going to bring it up here. You know, you used to see, when I was a kid, I can remember seeing the milk cartons and people on the milk cartons, and I thought it was, I don't know, it just always hit me as a kid, like, wow, there's kids that are missing. There's kids my age that are missing. I can't even process that. So there's a story about Molly Tibbetts. And who is Molly Tibbetts? University of Iowa student. That's who she is. And she disappeared. They're trying to figure out what happened. And there was a, you know, there was a house where she was staying. They're trying to figure out what are these unanswered questions of, you know, how did she get there? All that kind of stuff. Was there forced entry at the house where she was on the day she vanished? Who are the people around her? She's a college sophomore. She was last seen jogging on July 18th. So they've looked at different properties. So obviously they haven't announced suspects, but they have some ideas that they're processing. And it was a weird twist over the weekend, and I think that's why people were asking me about her. I guess she was doing homework on her computer late into the evening on the 18th. So that would mean she got back from her run and didn't disappear while running, because that was kind of the thought. The house where she is owned by a boyfriend who they excluded as a suspect. She was staying there to watch his dogs. He was working at a construction job, and boom, she didn't show up for work. She was reported missing. So, you know, they've got, her father's distraught. They've got information all over the place about tip lines of where to call and all that kind of stuff. And they're telling neighbors, friends, anybody sees anything out of the ordinary to please, please report it. But, so far, nothing. They've got surveillance footage of a car that they are wondering about, but not much else other than that. And I think because so many people are trying to help and there's so much conversation about it, it's been all over the place, I mean, all over national news, people are really feeling for the family members and are hoping that she turns up and not turns up the worst way possible. Speaking of the worst thing possible, in Northern California, another wildfire, ninth most destructive in history. So now a pair of wildfires have ordered or prompted the evacuation orders for about 20,000 people that are moving out of areas in Northern California that are the worst. There's a story, because here's the thing about this evacuation thing, and I lived in California. It happened so rapidly. Once you're told to evacuate, you got to get out of there. But if you don't, if you hesitate at all, then it's the hesitation or the lack of knowing about the evacuation or how fast the fire is spreading leads to disaster. For example, there was a guy, Ed Bledsoe, and I saw a little clip of him on the news. He seemed so distraught, and for good reason, because the flames came through his area in Redding, killed his wife and his great-grandchildren, a 5-year-old and a 4-year-old. And he said if he had any kind of warning ever, he never would have left his family in the house. He was gone. They had no idea. So now they're trying to determine whether they got a warning call or a knock on the door or anything. That they said that there was door-to-door notifications, but who knows? And there are these fires in Mendocino and Lake counties, and they're pretty popular areas north of San Francisco. So far, 68,000 acres have burned. I mean, just completely burned. And there's 17 fires burning across the state of California. So fire crews are stretched from end to end. And you've got 27,000 people evacuated from homes. Only a handful allowed to return. Even there's a cool gold rush town called Shasta. And because of the winds and dry vegetation, they had to have people evacuated from that area, too. And it's the winds that are so deadly in that dry brush. And that's why it goes up so, so quickly, that the evac orders are incredibly, incredibly important. Let's put it that way. All right, and finally, here's our last one as we do this odds and ends thing. This is kind of crazy to me, but, you know, Shark Week just went on, and two guys have admitted to stealing a shark from a Texas aquarium over the weekend. They used a baby stroller to smuggle the shark out of the building. It was a 1.5-foot-long horn shark from the San Antonio Aquarium. So they confessed to taking it. After police showed up at one of the homes with a search warrant, we took it. Here's the shark. Take it back. Take it back. Don't put me in handcuffs. What were they thinking? What is that about? I don't get it. On that note, we say thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.